Thanks. Hi. Can I start it? Okay. My name is László Németh, and the presentation, the title of the presentation, Fun Project by Design. The summary of my presentation, I don't, whole LibreOffice development can be full of flow, but I can show the best moment of my recent developments. So, my motto from Goethe, mehr Licht, more light, and at the end I hope I can give more light about LibreOffice development or fun around LibreOffice development. First one, I worked on the improving the spelling dictionaries or spell checkers too in the last few weeks and months. And here there is a Wikipedia one-liner I use to extend the spelling dictionaries, pushing the whole text of the Wikipedia, for example, the Hungarian in my case, to a Unix pipeline and ranking their entries of the dictionary. In the case of the Hungarian, there was 400,000 entries, so it's a very huge variant of the different localization of the Wikipedia, and counting their backlinks. And after that, we have a data about the frequency of the entries, and we can filter the unknown words for the spelling dictionary. Here is the one-liner. I was so excited to show, to see the Wikipedia XML from download from the dump wikipedia.org. That is 5 billion characters in a single PC, as 50,000 books, the text content of this single file. And it was able to create a frequency database immediately. I called my son that, check this, this is the prototype of the $1 billion algorithm of Google, the PageRank. Wow, why so wonderful? He said that it's a little bit late, but no problem, because it's not late for me. When I know the Unix pipeline, the history of the Unix line, why so it started with the moon landing. I know the history of the grep, so it's related to the language analysis of the Federalist Papers, the founders of the United States. There was a guy, McMahon, a linguist, during working in the Bell Laboratory. So it's a history, but it's a present. So that is why interesting that in the LibreOffice development, like the OpenOffice.org was the first big office suite built on a Solaris system, Sun Microsystem system, developed this with Bill Joy. And I using the VI editor and the modification by a Dutch free software developer, Bram Molnar, the VI version. So it's a history, but the present too. And this is the result related to the Hungarian dictionary. And it seems that humans just want to have more fun, because check the most frequent new unknown words, McLaren or AllMusic or soccer, football, and car racing, etc. But there was in the first, the most frequent dozen words, there was an exception, as misfit, Nauchny, a small Ukrainian village with 1,000 people, only 1,000 people. Why? So I checked the Wikipedia, and this was the place of the Crimean Astrophysical Observatory, and his huge number, near 3,000 links in the Wikipedia for Nauchny, the village, show me that it means thousands of asteroids, stars, galaxies discovered in this observatory in the last 100 years. So it was a nice experience. I added some other words, not this one, to the Hungarian dictionary. For example, Higgs, the physician related to the gravitational waves, or Triceratops, because this extinct animal is the most popular in the young age people, as toddlers. So sometimes it's useful. The other development, this is Soros language, is a mini language to handle a problem. Handle the problem that converting a digit to a written form, the words of a number, for example, euro to French. I'm sorry for my French, but I don't want to pronounce the French version. But I'm sure there are people here who can help me later. And this is the history of the Soros language. It's related to the software patients, because there was in Microsoft XML standardization as very special Excel function, the butt text, using converting numbers to Thai language. There was a maybe Chinese suggestion in the open formula list to create a more generalized version, number text, but the answer from the OpenOffice.developer/developer Ekerat at that time, that was defining a general purpose number text would be a nightmare. He had the experience. It's really a nightmare. And a few years later, I made a one-liner in OFC, the Unix tool, a prototype to create something useful, a mini language, to describe the different grammar rules of the languages. And the first version, within a week or I don't know, supported the English, Thai, German, Hungarian, Italian language, and a very special numbering system, Shuzo numbers, which in the 90s were still used by the Chinese market. Two lines of the numbers with a magnitude of the number. For example, this number is 2023, and the next line contains the 1,000 year sign. The worst problem, so it's not so far sunny, the development, that this was a spin-off of my grammar checker development, supported, funded by the FSF.hu Foundation. But that time, with three small children, without too much money, it was a crazy idea for me to create a new development. So that is why I asked the NLNet Foundation, help of the NLNet Foundation, and later the one-on-one development resulted in 11 new language support in the software. And the interesting thing here that when I made a C++ version from this project, also funded by an FSF.hu Foundation, I've got help from Eke Rathke, at that time a LibreOffice developer, full-time developer, and later with the Russian developer Mike Kagansky from Collabora. And now if you check the new features of LibreOffice, you will try to, you will check the it's possible to select these formats, even number formats in the dialog windows, so useful. And this was the two characters fixed, but I wasn't able to fix 5 years ago, because my related to my complexity of my development. LibreLogo, a special language, but not only for children. I will check the next examples. This line fixed the SVG export with the special font features, OpenType and Graphite. Graphite, so you can use, for example, Xpace, the special generated graphics. About books, I improved the typesetting, the paragraph line breaking algorithm, adding the hyphenation zone of the OXML standard, and this standard helped create more DTP-like text in LibreOffice. My plan to create something better, things for example, picture books. Thank you very much. This is the mascot of the LibreLogo development I made last night. The idea is quite new, and solving a 1,000 years problem. What is it, a log or a crocodile? Both of them, log, the LibreLogo crocodile. So for $400 fixed in the last 4.5 years for by me, using special methods, Unix, the Unix programming language, or the approach, creating, funding the freedom in these developments. So you like bug fixing, at last you can see new features. A language, for example, 200 years anniversary of the famous Hungarian poet Sándor Petőfi made a very short poems you can read later. And this poem is from Goethe and related to Tesla, who made the biggest innovation in Budapest thanks to Goethe. This is my end of my development. And you can check the numbers and download. Thank you very much.